Now time for locker room chat. I'm joined by Centralia boys and basketball coach Nick Evans after a game against Hanover in the CBL tournament. Didn't quite go their way, 43-40. Coach, your overall thoughts on that one?
I mean, we caught some bad luck. We have three rules on our team: is no excuses, be on time, and team first. And you know, our best player, Trenton Valley, hardly played that game, and there's no excuse. I mean, it is what it is. I said basketball's not predetermined. He just got foul trouble early. and it was kind of a blessing, though, because you found some guys that we had to do something without them, you know, and we haven't had to do that this year yet. So we battled to the end, and we really didn't have our best player playing the majority of the game. I think he played 7 minutes the entire game. But Hanover's a great team. Their basketball sense is really good.
You know, Coach, what were some things that you were kind of hoping your team would do despite Trenton Talley not being able to play for some key moments there?
We got to do a better job of being aggressive at the rim. I think there's spots, and we kind of talked about it in practice. That's what Hanover does a good job of. They get to that sweet spot, the 3 foot range, you know, and then make plays off it, whether it be off of a backdoor cut or a pass or just aggressive attackers. And we have those guys too that can do that, but I think we're a little timid without our guy. And these guys kind of found themselves in the fourth quarter that, hey, I can do that too, you know. So I thought we should be more aggressive attacking the rim. It's just like the K-State game we were talking about earlier today, when you kind of look at that three-point line as in the football concept, that your passing game's not going, so now we got to run it and get to the rim.
You know, Coach, what was your message to Trent after the game? What were some things that you were telling him?
I thought his second foul and his fifth foul. I think, in my opinion, I think his fifth foul was an I'm done foul. these are kids, man. They get frustrated, and it goes that way. Those are things you learn from, and you just got to battle and understand that we need you on the court. Like, we have a good team without you, but with you, man, we're really good. So we got to have you out there. So you just got to be smarter. And okay, this is how they're calling the game, and this is how they're calling me. So I got to adjust to that. I can't jump on shot fakes. I can't even put myself in any position to be questionable foul. So, and he's smart. He'll get that taken care of.
Yeah. Last question for you, Coach. You guys already played Washington County a few weeks ago. Won that one 62-27. But this Tigers team has played a lot better as of late. What are some things you're expecting from them this time around?
They'll throw different defenses at you. I watched a little bit of Blue Valley. They ran a triangle in two for a minute. And they'll run some zone. They'll go man to man, but I mean they can rip it from deep. And so that's kind of been their thing all season, is they shoot threes. And if it's going, man, it's great. But and it's a PBL, so I mean anybody. We got great teams in this league, so anybody can beat anybody. And we need to have their full attention.
Absolutely, Coach. Thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it as always. And best of luck on Friday against the Tigers.
Thank you.
That was Centralia boys head basketball coach Nick Evans here on Locker Room Chat before their game in the consolation bracket against Washington County. That'll be at 7:30 right here on KMZA 92.1 FM. Today's Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wakeland Oil Company.